Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
And so we're going to be talking about the I Am Giving Gala coming up next Saturday in Irvine. And let's first talk about Tilly. Who's Tilly?
Well, Tilly is the co-founder of Tilly's, the national retail chain. She's also my mom, and she is an amazing woman who basically started this 501c3 nonprofit organization in 2012 and took this because for so long she was involved in a lot of the company's philanthropic efforts, but kind of felt there was still a little bit of a missing link. And because she has been through so many empowerment classes and programs, and it really has revolved a lot of that through the Louise Hay Heal Your Life and, you know, different programs like that, she kind of felt the youth was really missing that connection. So she built a curriculum around the whole Louise Hay philosophy, along with, you know, additional pieces that she learned through life experiences. And now she wrote this program that empowers teens to make better choices, that overcome crisis, adversity, tough decisions, and it's all done through positive mindset. So it's been a really great mission that we've put together. It inspires the youth to reach their full potential as productive, happy, kind, and responsible individuals.
So let's talk a little bit about Louise Hay. That's Louise Hay from Hay House, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And she is a very inspiring. I mean, she's amazing. And you said that she is up there. And how old is she?
She just turned 90.
I love that. And she will be the honoree. Is that correct?
Yes, she is the honoree.
Yeah, this event looks amazing. Again, it's the I Am Giving Gala, and to benefit the Tilly's Life Center, and it's a teen center, basically.
Yeah, we don't actually have a center.
Right.
We have facilitators. We have curriculum. We go to the schools. We go to hospitals. We are in juvenile hall. We're an after-school program. So we go to the children and the teens.
Excellent. You've got Roy Firestone, sportscaster.
Yep.
That is going to be hosting. It looks like it's going to be such an awesome event. What was your mom's inspiration? Oh, well, you talked about that. You know, she felt like there was sort of a missing link, and that's the spiritual side. It's
a little bit of everything. I think the whole idea is that a lot of us are engrossed every day with so many different pressures and crises and problems, and we don't know how to overcome them and how to deal with them. So Tilly basically, you know, believes that, and Louise Hay as well, that positive mind leads to success and happiness. So letting go of your fears, letting go of and forgiving, and being able to really be a better person and happy with yourself in turn makes you a successful person. And, you know, being able to be a good leader and, you know, a good friend and good partner. So, you know, that's pretty much the philosophy and the mindset of kind of our program and how Louise Hay also perceives hers.
So is it all at risk teens, or you know, will they go into other organizations and then I'd also like you to walk us through exactly how you know, what it would be like if they were to go into a teen center and do the program.
So it's not just for at-risk kids. I mean, obviously, you know, we know that at-risk kids need a lot of help because they may be lacking some guidance at home, or maybe not having some of the right tools to really get them to be best people. But we have been working with a lot of different kids that come from wealthy families, kids that are mentally, you know, have physical problems, whether they have illnesses and cancer. We've been in the Chalk Hospital for 3 years, working with those kids. So we really deal with all different avenues of kids. We see that success is tremendous once we go through our full program with them, but we do modified programs as well for whoever we could reach. So, you know, when you go into a class, our class is basically 12 weeks, and it's three phases. So we really make up a full year curriculum, and we start in sophomore year, whether it's after school program or in high schools. We're actually in six high schools right now in the Bell schedule, which is phenomenal. And we go through that, and then Tilly's working on her second year and her third year. And so the idea is to finish a year in high school and then 1 year into college. So we are partnering with UCI right now, and we have piloted a program there with the School of Education to train the kids there to be facilitators. So it's really phenomenal.
That is fantastic. So and those kids are kids that have been through the program before. I mean, in
the
other words, do you sort of go through the program with some of the teens and then they actually become ambassadors for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's the idea. And we have a lot of teen ambassadors right now that have been through the program multiple times and are now starting clubs in their schools and really trying to take TLC to the next level and create a movement with the teens as somewhere that they feel safe, somewhere they can go to. And, you know, because this has been such a demand program yeah. that we are trying to keep up with right now. Our gala is obviously really important to us, and you know, we need to raise as much money as possible. So, you know, of course, if we can get any help and attendance, additional attendance, that would be great. Tickets are still for sale.
Yeah, tell the listeners where they can what the website is and where they can get
absolutely
tickets.
It's really easy. Tickets are $275, and then there's additional opportunities for sponsorships and underwriting, but you can just go to the Tilly's Life Center website, which is tillyslifecenter.org, super simple, and you can click on the top link that basically tells you about the gala, and it will take you to be able to purchase tickets.
That's fantastic. Amy, I love this event, and I hope that I am giving gala, and let's provide the website again.
It's tillyslifecenter.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank
on Caroline's
you so much
Cause
for
Corner.
Me.
And, you know, I hope that listeners will check it out and go. It's going to be amazing. And to be honoring Louise Hay from Hay House, she has had such an impact on the world. You know, it's really, really special. And I hope to see you there.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks very much. And if you, the listener, have anybody wonderful that I can be interview, check out my Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page and send me a note, and I will consider it for sure. So until next week, I hope everybody has a great day and make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.